Babies are such a nice way to start people. Dawn Herald.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. This is Samantha Lee Wright, and today's episode here on the Essential Oil Revolution is all about pregnancy, birth, and babies. And we have an amazing special guest with us today. Actually, correction, that's two special guests with us here today. You might remember my first guest, Lucy Libido, back from her interview back in the day about her amazing bestseller book, Lucy Libido Says There's an Oil for That. Now we are also going to talk to her friend, Betsy Bosom, who they have collaborated together to write A Girlfriend's Guide to Using Essential Oils from Bellies to Babies. It's an amazing book. And today we're going to dive in and give you guys some great hands-on, knowledgeable tips and tricks to use throughout pregnancy, birth, and beyond. To give you a taste of the book, today's DIY recipe is actually brought to you by Betsy Bosom from her book. And this recipe is for a rollerball to use while trying to conceive. They call it the Betsy Bosom Baby Boom Rollerball. To make the Baby Boom Rollerball, you'll need 30 drops sclarescent essential oil. That's a Young Living blend there. 30 drops geranium essential oil and 30 drops of fractionated coconut oil. Use this to support natural fertility. Just combine your ingredients into a rollerball and apply onto your ankles and over your ovaries twice a day. You can find that recipe in the book as well as on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. Just click on the DIY dugout. You can also submit your own recipe there as well. And for you Young Living members out there, if you're interested in getting geranium oil for free, since we mentioned it in our recipe, know that if you spend over 250 PV this month, you get a bottle of geranium essential oil for free.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here today with the infamous Lucy Libido and her friend Betsy Bosom to talk about Betsy Bosom's new book, A Girlfriend's Guide to Using Essential Oils from Bellies to Babies. Lucy, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little to our audience members who might not know you already, and then Betsy will have you do the same.
Hi, everyone. This is Lucy Libido. I am the best-selling author of the book, Lucy Libido Says There's an Oil for That. It's a girlfriend's guide for using essential oils between the sheets. But we're actually here to celebrate my best friend, Betsy Bosom, because she is amazing. She has worked for years and years with nurses and doctors and midwives as a doula. And we've collaborated and we've written the book, Betsy Bosom's Baby Book. So Betsy, say hello.
Hi guys, this is Betsy Bosom. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys. And I'm so excited to share this book with you. We have been working really hard on this book. We put all of our heart and soul into it to make it something really good for you guys. And I'm really excited to share it with you.
I'm really excited as well. So why don't we dive in and just tell us a little bit about the what and why behind this book.
I'll start. This is Lucy. So we all know that pregnancy is a time where we're really focusing on keeping our bodies in pristine health. We want to have the best nutrition. We want to avoid chemicals. That is often the time that women decide like, oh, hey, I really should start looking at organic, or I really should consider essential oils instead of chemicals. And sometimes that can get a little daunting. It can get a little overwhelming to try and figure out how to have this healthy lifestyle, especially all at once. And especially when you're pregnant and you're feeling so much, I don't know, responsibility for doing things right. This book, the Betsy Bosom Baby Book, is more than just oils. It also talks about nutrition. It talks about healthy emotions. And it talks about being kind to yourself, being kind to your changing body. It's intended to take the stress out of pregnancy and childbirth and the fear out of using essential oils in pregnancy and childbirth so that you can choose a healthier lifestyle during that milestone and not get overwhelmed by stressing over, you know, if you're doing things right. Betsy, what would you say?
I want to talk a little bit about just like labor and birth and the, you know, that being very stressful and having a lot of fear surrounding that. You know, we are a media, social media saturated society. And, you know, what we see on TV isn't real life, but it can trigger us and make us feel like birth can be this super scary thing. And so part of the reason why we wrote this book was, like Lucy was saying, to take the fear out. And we actually have a whole chapter on taking the fear out of childbirth, which is really near and dear to my heart. I've heard a lot of friends and even clients say things like, you know, people have been doing this for hundreds of years and I'll be fine. And that's great. And I love the confidence in that. But you should also really be educating yourself on, you know, how does birth work? And what are my options? What are my choices? And really knowing what those are. So we talk a lot about that in the book. What are your options and what are your choices? And hiring maybe a doula or a postpartum doula or a midwife or a doctor. And what are all of your options and choices? Just being educated can take so much stress and fear out of birth and babies.
I 100% agree, Betsy. Absolutely. Is that sort of what spurred you both to collaborate and write this book together?
Actually, when Lucy and I met, I was training to become a doula. So naturally, we talked about oils in labor and birth and so on. And we both felt that there was a gap in the resources available. And I really wanted something that I could be able to give to my clients to help them feel empowered and safe using essential oils for pregnancy and birth. What about you, Lucy? What do you think?
Well, definitely we felt that there was a gap in the resources that were available and what women needed. And the funny thing, too, is this book became the perfect sequel coming off of the Lucy Libido book because so many women who read that book and utilized the advice in that book had more balanced systems. Therefore, they had healthier, more balanced reproductive systems. And what we saw as a result of that was what we called the Lucy baby boom. And so many women became pregnant from either specifically trying to balance their reproductive systems or just the extracurricular activities of what we suggest to do in the Lucy Libido book. We have this huge baby boom. And then these are all these women who were our fan base that want to use oils as a way to naturally support their bodies before pregnancy. Of course, they're even more so going to be wanting to use oils during pregnancy. And so we just felt that that was a natural transition from the Lucy Libido book to a Betsy Bosom book because there was a need for it.
Absolutely. So what I love about the book, it's not just about pregnancy. It's not just about birth. It's not just about babies. It's sort of about all three of these topics, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, let's dive in and kind of touch on all of those aspects. So let's just start by talking about the pregnant mamas out there and how can essential oils or maybe other tips that you have in your book support them during that time?
Let's break it down into trimesters, like how we do in the book. In the book, we talk about trimester zero, which is really not mentioned in a lot of places, you know, trying to conceive, how to get your body healthy and ready for pregnancy, for conception, trimester one, two, three, and the fourth trimester, which is really important postpartum. A lot of resources also weren't talking about that. So we definitely wanted to cover that. Lucy, why don't you tell us a little bit about trimester zero?
So trimester zero is, of course, my favorite trimester because that is the trimester in which we are trying to conceive. So whether you're like I said, you know, just engaging in extracurricular activities or whether you're having an intent purpose to trying to conceive, you definitely need your body and your rhythm and your cycle balance. So the Lucy Libido book kind of talks about that, but because we're talking about it in trimester zero, in the Betsy Bosom book, what we did was we included a couple of charts on using oils based on your cycle. And based on your cycle, whether you're just trying to promote a healthy cycle or whether you're specifically trying to conceive, we recommend different oils at different times of the month on your cycle. And it's the first book I've ever seen where not only are we telling you which oils are going to support your cycle, but we're also telling you when in your cycle to use them based on what your goals are. So trimester zero, you can use particular oils at certain times to help support your estradiol levels. You could help support progesterone levels, to help to create a regular cycle, to support regular ovulation. And then we also talk about nutrition as well, because having healthy nutrition is going to support having, you know, a healthy placenta. And we also talk about healthy emotions because stress has a huge part to play in how regular we are and how healthy we are emotionally. So we talk about all of those things in trimester zero.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, Betsy, why don't you talk about trimester one?
Or okay. First trimester. Okay, so first trimester, I'm pregnant right now. So I just got through the first trimester. So it was really fresh on my mind when we were working on this book. And
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So with that comes a lot of like uncomfortable things, you know, morning sickness and having to go to the bathroom a lot. And why do my boobs hurt and like things like that. So we talk about all sorts of that stuff that comes up with the first trimester and different oils you can use and things you can do to help promote wellness within your body. And then trimester two, Lucy.
Well, trimester two is the time where is usually for most women the most comfortable. You know, our first trimester, we've got all those hormones where it's just, you tend to be, you just don't feel good. And then third trimester, you're just big and large and you're heavy. You're having a hard time sleeping. You're just so over it. And so that is a time where, you know, you've got some different discomforts going on. Fun thing about second trimester, many women experience an increase in libido because those hormones that, you know, help you to stay pregnant, obviously, can sometimes in some women spur libido. But first trimester, you're too sick. Third trimester, you tend to feel so big, you're not comfortable. Second trimester, a lot of women just really, really have high libido. So we talked about, okay, what lubes can we use? What are safe to use? You know, what is safe when you're pregnant? Some people, you would think that people don't think that, but some people think that maybe it's not safe to have sex when you're pregnant. And that's absolutely not true. But you'll want to be using safe products. I mean, could you imagine, you know, your child coming down a birth canal that's been filled with like petroleum-based products? You know, I would never want that for my baby. So we talk about safe lubes. And we also talk about, we give some specific lube recipes that don't contain any phytoestrogen or hormone supporting oils because someone would want to stay away from that during their pregnancy because they've already got so many hormones going on. So we give some alternative recipes that are a little bit different than the Lucy Libido book that are specific to pregnancy. And it's a real fun trimester. It's a real fun chapter to read.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'll have to admit and give my personal testimony of the Lucy Libido book recipes. Holy cow, you guys, the love button lotion, you just have to try it. Your life will never be the same. So I have to personally thank you for that one, Lucy. It's been fun.
Hey, Betsy, why don't you tell us about third and most importantly, fourth trimester, because we don't talk about that enough.
Okay. The third trimester, we're really wanting you to think about being prepared for birth. So we talk about birth plan. A lot of times the group B strep comes up. That's a test that your doctor will give you or your midwife to see if you have the group B strep, and that can kind of alter your birth plan as well. We talk about things like when your legs start to swell, you know, you can be, your stomach is shifting, so your digestion gets even more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You might be having some aches and pains. So this is a really good time to go see your chiropractor. Just all of those things that come with the third trimester and different things you can do to support your body. And then the fourth trimester, you know, after baby comes, specifically in that first week, your hormones can just be going crazy. There's a really big dip around day four, and that day can be really, really hard for a lot of moms. Lots of tears. So just being knowledgeable and knowing that like this day will come, I will have a really hard day and I will be okay. And making sure you have support during that time. You know, we talk a lot about oils and you can use all the oils in the world and they will definitely help you. But if you don't have a good support system in place, it's going to be really challenging. So either having your spouse be home with you from work, having a mother-in-law or mom or sister or aunt, somebody coming over and helping you, taking care of you so you can take care of your baby, helping take care of your other kids if you have other kids, maybe hiring a postpartum doula to come and help you. But just making sure you have support in your fourth trimester when you're home, trying to find a routine, trying to get back to normal and you're exhausted, trying to get used to this new human that just came into your life. That's large that we talk about in the fourth trimester. And then Lucy, you know, she's always researching, was talking about something else, which I think she wants to mention, right, Lucy?
Well, fourth trimester, yeah. So yeah. I think that's really interesting with fourth trimester that we don't talk enough about is that a lot of women experience drastic emotional changes where they are not feeling happy. And a lot of us have a period of blues where it's, you know, your hormones have changed. You're not sleeping. Your body is starting to lactate. There's just, if you know, if you're nursing, there's just a lot of things going on. And most women experience, you know, a drop in their emotions, but many women experience an extreme drop in their emotions. And I've been doing some research on why that is. And it's attributed to several different things. And there's not going to be a one size fits all solution for every woman. But I think it's important to understand that just as our hormones sometimes drop right before our menstruation, and we experience what I call PBS, but you know, the rest of the world calls this PMS, where we're irritable, we're sad, we're not feeling normal. We experience a similar drop after pregnancy. Our progesterone levels are like up to 200% higher during pregnancy. And that is what holds a pregnancy. After delivery, our estradiol levels and our progesterone levels that go up in order to deliver, they drop drastically, especially in the first few days after delivery. So it's like we've got this I don't want to say an over amount, but we have these extremely high amounts, abnormally high amounts of estradiol and progesterone in our bodies. And then they drastically drop. And we experience what some people might call like a depletion, where that drastic change can be a part of the emotional roller coaster that we feel. And so for women who are experiencing more than the traditional blues, some ways that they can support their emotions is they can look at supporting their hormone levels, their estradiol levels, and their progesterone levels with hormone balancing oils like sclarescence, like Progesence Plus. They also need to look at the amount of sleep that they're getting, because lack of sleep is also going to be directly correlated to how sad you're feeling after delivery. And of course, if we're waking up every 2 hours, we're not getting a lot of sleep. So sometimes we need to think about, okay, maybe I need to figure out a way to delegate one feeding so I get a 4-hour stretch, because that may be the difference between your emotions being something that you can handle the next day. And then again, like Betsy said, you know, having a support system, having meals brought in, just taking everything off your plate except for taking care of that baby in that first month is so important. But I tell my moms who are struggling with their emotions after baby to make sure that they're looking at three things: their hormone levels and what they're supplementing with their hormone levels, the amount of sleep that they're getting, and their support system. Because between those three things, most women can experience a positive change in their emotions in the fourth trimester if they're struggling. So I think that's something that I wish more women knew, and I think more women need to be aware of.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Betsy, since you have recently gone through a lot of these challenges in pregnancy yourself, I really want to hear from you what specifically helped you the most throughout your pregnancy so far. So we'll dive into that right after this quick break to thank our sponsors.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And we are back with Lucy Libido and Betsy Bosom talking about their new book, Betsy Bosom's Baby Book. So Betsy, you are currently in your second trimester. So you've gone through that first trimester, which has so many challenges and ups and downs. So tell me specifically what kinds of things have helped you.
First of all, the whole beginning morning sickness thing, I really think we should change that terminology because it is all day sickness.
Right.
I don't know why we still call it morning sickness. I just don't get it. So for that, I got those C bands that you put on your wrist that have acupressure points. And I use those as diffusers as well, because, you know, they're made of cotton. So I just put some peppermint oil on there and that helped so much. You can also use like ginger or aroma ease, something else if that doesn't work for you. But that helped a lot. And then also with being pregnant, you know, our immune systems are more compromised because we're growing humans. So anytime I would feel like we were getting some of the germies in our house, I just put thieves on my feet, and that really helps to boost my immune system, as well as drinking the Ningxia Red. Another thing that helped so much to give me a little bit of extra energy and to help just boost my immune system so I wouldn't come down with anything.
So you probably get this question a lot. I get this one a lot as well, that some of those lists out there, that I don't typically agree with those don't use these oils during pregnancy kinds of lists, but they're mm-hmm. out there. And I believe cinnamon is one that is sometimes on those avoid lists. However, we know that Thieves has cinnamon in it. So what's your take on the safety there?
You're going to love our book, because at the back, we have this really great chart that Lucy actually spent a lot of time on.
Love that.
Creating. Yes, a lot of time. that talks about which oils you can use confidently and thoughtfully, which oils you can use with caution and care, and which oils you should avoid and are not appropriate. And our avoid and not appropriate list is very small. Really, we're just talking about don't drink a whole bottle of cinnamon. You know, right. you need to be very safe and cautious how you use things. So we don't tell you do use this, don't use this per se, but we do say, you know, use it confidently and thoughtfully, use with caution and care, and avoid not appropriate for certain oils.
What would be some examples of those ones that you would avoid in your opinion?
Can I jump in on this one?
Yeah.
I'll jump in. So it's funny that you mentioned cinnamon, because we have a whole page in the book just on cinnamon.
Nice.
And the reason that that's in the book, or the reason that cinnamon gets on some of the do not use lists, is because the level of eugenol. So eugenol is a chemical constituent that's spicy, it's hot, and it's got properties that, just like anything that works to your advantage in excess, it can work to your disadvantage. And so a lot of the oils that are on the do not list are because the properties when used in excess can be dangerous. But it's just like if you were to eat one food in excess during pregnancy, if you were to eat only foods high in vitamin A and beta carotene, you could have vitamin A poisoning. So the lists that generally say to avoid, it's out of extreme caution. It's out of liability, because we don't want to be using too many oils in excess. So what we did in the book was we explained every single oil that has ever been on any do not use list ever. And we explain why. So you can take a look at that and you can decide, oh, okay, so there is eugenol in cinnamon bark and cassia and clove. If you use too much of that in excess, that might not be healthy for my growing baby, right? However, if I have a little bit of cinnamon that's diluted into a thieves mix and then is diluted into fractionated coconut oil and then is placed on my feet, where it systematically goes through my whole body to support my immune system, you're not going to have the same concerns as if you were ingesting an entire bottle of cinnamon bark, which would be dangerous. So it really comes down to how we're using them appropriately. Just like any medication, any food, if you use it excessively, it's not going to be safe. If you use it correctly, you're going to be okay. So all of those oils, like I said, we list all the cautious oils. We explain why they should be used cautiously. And then we leave it up to the mother to decide how much she's going to feel is appropriate to use. And then in the back of the book, we show you which oils most women feel they can use very confidently. The oils which should be used cautiously, meaning they can be used safely when they're used appropriately. And then there are some oils, which the very few oils that we do say, just don't use these at all in pregnancy. They're just not appropriate. Oils that might support abortions, for example, would be something that just you would never want to use that in pregnancy. And most of our listeners are Young Living listeners, and most of those oils aren't even sold at Young Living. So if you stick to Young Living's list, you're probably going to be pretty safe.
Well, let's move on to talking about labor and birth, one of my favorite topics ever. Let's talk about what are the best oils that you would recommend someone bring in to their labor and delivery.
Okay, Betsy here. So usually when I have a pregnant mama, I suggest that they bring peppermint, clary sage, lavender, and clariderm with them to their labor. And let me tell you why. Peppermint is really, really good for clearing the air of the different smells that come with birth. Some of those smells can be unpleasant. And so it can really be refreshing. It can give a burst of energy. And it's really, really good for transition. When mom starts feeling nauseous, you can just put a drop on a washcloth and hold it up to her nose, or she can hold it. Just make sure to keep away from her eye, of course. And that can be so, so helpful for that kind of nauseous time. Clary Sage is known to help support progressing in labor. So I've actually used this one pretty successfully, helping some moms who got sort of stuck in labor. We used acupressure points and we put Clary Sage on. We rubbed Clary Sage on her belly, and it really helped to naturally support the progression of labor and get those contractions coming again at a more frequent rate. So that's a really good one. I would definitely say smell that one ahead of time. And if mom is not comfortable with it, then don't bring it, because it's a very strong smell.
Betsy, can you mix Clary Sage with another oil to get that same impact and have a fragrance that they enjoy?
Or take it internally?
Yeah, you could take it internally. And I totally mix it with orange if they don't like the smell. And that usually seems to help. And then the next one would be lavender. So lavender is very calming and relaxing for most people. Again, if mom doesn't like the smell of it, don't bring that one. But most people like the smell of lavender. So we diffuse that. We put it on mom so she can just feel relaxed, rub it on her shoulders. And Clariderm. Clariderm is one that we absolutely love. It helps support your perineum. So use that one before, but also bring it to birth and use that one there.
Lovely. That's a great list that you have there. Well, this has all been so wonderful talking about pregnancy and labor and childbirth. But now let's switch the focus over to babies. I know this is a long topic, so we won't get into it for too long. But of course, there's a lot of worry out there when we start talking about using essential oils for babies. So let's talk a little bit about safety and then talk about some of your favorite oils and things for that natural babyhood.
All right, Lucy here. So I'll jump into that. So I've used essential oils on my children, and many of my friends do too. And just like the do not use list with pregnancy that sometimes tends to get very long and overwhelming and can sometimes invoke some fear, I feel like sometimes we have seen that as well with using oils on children, especially young children. There are some schools that say never use oils under 6, never use oils under 2. I don't necessarily feel that that's wise, because in my home, I use oils to replace chemicals. And if my child has a stuffy nose, I choose to use something that's going to support the respiratory system and help to clear and open that airway. That's not a chemical over-the-counter product. Therefore, for me, it makes more sense for me to use something. But we need to be wise and thoughtful in the way that we are using essential oils on children. So what I've done in the book is I have added a baby dilution guide, and it breaks down diluting essential oils for young children. And a lot of the charts that you see are like, will only say use above 6 or use above 2. Mine is a little bit more fine-tuned. I have a dilution guide for babies 6 to 12 months, 1 to 2, 2 to 6, 7 to 12, and 12 and up. Because I just feel like you're not going to use the same ratio of oil on a 12-month-old that you're going to use on a 4-year-old. So I think having a dilution guide 6 and under is just not fine-tuned enough for their bodies. They're very different weights. So we have a dilution guide for regular, not hot oils. And then we have a separate dilution guide for more hot oils like thieves or peppermint, which I may want to choose to use. If my child's immune system is compromised, I'm going to want to use thieves on their feet. So how do I dilute that properly for a 2-year-old? If I have a child who I'm trying to regulate their body temperature using peppermint, how would I dilute that for a 2-year-old? So it takes a lot of the fear out of it, and it gives you some options of, oh, this can be used safely. We just need to dilute it appropriately according to their weight. And so that is one of the, I personally think the best things in this book is it takes the fear out of using oils on babies and children by giving you common sense guidelines and dilution guides so that you can use oils appropriately. And then we highlight some of our favorite oils for babies and kids. Some of our favorite singles for babies are, we love frankincense, lavender. We love lemon, that helps with drainage. We love myrtle, because myrtle is a good substitution for eucalyptus. eucalyptus on young children if you feel like they're too small to use eucalyptus. We have a whole chapter on eucalyptol as well, and eucalyptus and how much is safe at what age. Myrtle is a fantastic oil to put on the chest to support the respiratory system in young children. We love peppermint when it's diluted appropriately and thieves when it's appropriately diluted. We love Roman chamomile. We love tea tree and we love copaiba. That's fantastic. And then we also love the Young Living Kid scents, which are already pre-diluted. So we love tummy jies and we love gentle baby and we love owie and sniffleys and sleepy eyes. We list some of our top 10 picks so that if you're just trying to build up a good oil cabinet for your kids in pregnancy, that you can start with those top 10 and you're going to have kind of all of your basics covered so you can use them safely and not have any fear in using oils.
That's a great list. Thank you for that, Lucy. So last question for you both. I know we have a lot of do-it-yourself lovers out there and you have so many amazing recipes in this book. If you would just could pick one of your favorites to share with our listeners, what would that one be?
One of my favorite recipes, and we have a whole section on perennial care, but one of my favorite recipes from that section is the DIY Padsicle recipe. If you've never heard of a Padsicle, it's basically like an ice cold feminine pad that you put in your underwears that you use to help during the healing time after childbirth. So this recipe, you're going to combine in a 4-ounce spray bottle, some aloe vera. You're going to do 1.5 ounces of aloe vera. Try and find a natural organic brand. 1.5 ounces of cucumber witch hazel. Or if you don't like the smell of cucumber, you can choose another like more generic smell or different smell. Just try and make sure it's alcohol free. And then you also want to add 15 to 20 drops of lavender, frankincense, tea tree, and helichrysum. Those are all really good and gentle essential oils that are going to help support your perineum during this time. So you're going to mix all of that up in a spray bottle and you're going to spray it onto your pads. If it's easier and if the viscosity isn't good for spraying, every brand is different. So sometimes it can be more watery or thicker. You can go ahead and just pour that onto the pads. You don't want to soak them. You just want a thin layer down the side. If you soak them, they're going to be super rock hard and really hard to put on. So you can pour it on and then you can put them into a Ziploc bag and then lay them into a bowl so that they're more of a rounded shape and easier to put on and not like awkward and flat. And then you're going to put them in your, set those up during your third trimester, probably the week or two before you, you know, are expected to go into labor. And then after labor, when you get home, you can put those on that first few days after birth, and it's going to be very comforting and soothing and help support you during that time.
Yeah. And how long can those sit in your freezer for?
You can just keep them in there until you use them. They're not going to really go bad. But probably the first week is when you're going to want to use them the most.
So I wish I knew Betsy when I had kids because I tore horribly. And if I had these Padsicles, I just feel that my perennial postpartum care would have been so much better. And I like how she tells you to, you know, just put it on a little bit so that they're not rock hard, so they're cold and they're healing and they're comforting. It was funny. She was saying you don't want them rock hard. And I just thought, oh, well, yeah, you want it rock hard getting pregnant, not your pads after you have the baby.
I totally agree, Lucy. Like when I had my first baby, I was really taken off guard, like how sore I was afterward. And I didn't even have a bad tear. I mean, every client that I have, they're just like, oh man, this is a lot of healing that takes place, you know, after you've had a baby. So I love this recipe. It's great advice. And I think everyone should make these Padsicles before labor and just have them ready to go for when they get home. It's a great idea. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you both here on the show. I'm so excited for this book to be out there. It's going to be such an amazing resource that so many parents and parents-to-be are going to use. So before you say goodbye, tell everyone how to connect with you, how to find the book, and then we'll say adieu.
All right. Well, Lucy here. So you can grab the book on Amazon. You can also get it in our Lucy shop where we've got some Lucy swag and teaching supplies. And that is lucylibido.com. And it is also carried at Life Science Publishing. So if you are a member or a fan of Life Science Publishing, or if you're picking up some other items there as well, you can grab it at Life Science Publishing. If you have Amazon Prime, the book is on Prime, so you can get it with free shipping. So that is a bonus if you are an Amazon lover like myself.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure meeting you, Betsy, and Lucy, having you back on the show. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone who's tuned in here today. If you're looking for resources, show notes, DIY recipes, anything like that, you can find them all on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. We'll catch you all here next week again with a brand new episode here on the Essential Oil Revolution. Until that time, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.